From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Democratic leaders in Congress were hoping to avoid the potential embarrassment that a public ethics trial of a veteran lawmaker might bring. But for now, the House Ethics Committee is preparing for such a trial of Democratic Congressman Charles Rangel of New York on a range of ethics charges. Rangel was asked if his attorneys are still working on a settlement to avoid a trial.
I have no idea. I know one thing. Until someone tells me that there is, there isn't.
But GOP Congressman Joe Bonner of Alabama, a member of the ethics panel, says Rangel has been unwilling so far to accept a settlement.
Mr. Rangel was given multiple opportunities to settle this matter. Instead, he chose to move forward into this public trial phase.
And that trial is set for September, just 2 months before congressional elections. Rangel has denied any wrongdoing. The charges against him include improperly accepting rent-stabilized apartments from a New York City developer. BP is preparing for the first phase of its effort to seal off the runaway oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. That step, called a static kill, involves pumping mud and cement down the top of the well. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says he's concerned that BP and the government might back off on their response to the spill if the well gets plugged. Jindal says there's still huge amounts of oil in the Gulf.
Where's this oil? You know, their low estimate says there's nearly 400,000 barrels of oil. Their high estimate says there's 1.4 million barrels of oil completely unaccounted for, meaning it's not burned, skimmed, not dispersed, not degraded. And we push them. We need a better answer to that question, understand what are we dealing with.
Jindal and other Gulf Coast officials met with the government's point man on the spill, Admiral Thad Allen, who promised a plan for dealing with the impact of the spill going forward. The leaders of Syria and Saudi Arabia are making a rare visit to Beirut today. NPR's Deborah Amos is there and reports the two men are hoping to defuse a simmering crisis over expected indictments in the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri in 2005.
The Special Tribunal for Lebanon hasn't formally announced any indictments, but the Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah said in a televised speech that some members of the militant Shiite group would be named. He charged it was all an Israeli plot. Arab leaders arriving in Beirut to calm the tensions is an unusual event, says Lebanese analyst Paul Salem with the Carnegie Middle East Center.
The gathering of these major regional leaders indicates the size of the crisis that Lebanon has stepped into.
Stepped into again. The murder of Rafik Hariri in 2005 plunged the country into years of open sectarian conflict and contributed to a deep regional divide. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.
Three more U.S. troops have been killed in Afghanistan. A NATO statement says they were victims of separate bomb attacks in the southern part of that country. This is NPR News from Washington. As dawn breaks over Southern California, fire crews will be trying to contain a rapidly spreading wildfire by blitzing it with water and retardant chemicals dropped from aircraft. Matt Levesque with the Los Angeles County Fire Department says the blaze has spread over 7 square miles.
We do have over 300 firefighters assigned to that incident, as well as many aircraft. We have deployed fire department apparatus around homes that may be threatened.
And Levesque says some 2,000 of those homes have been evacuated as a precaution. Arizona's state government has filed an appeal of a judge's ruling blocking key provisions of a controversial immigration law from taking effect there. Mina Kim of member station KQED says the case will be heard in a federal court in San Francisco.
Oral arguments could be heard as early as mid-September. The appeal asks for expedited proceedings, citing the state is suffering irreparable harm as a result of unchecked, unlawful immigration. Federal District Court Judge Susan Bolton's ruling Wednesday barred key provisions of Arizona's law from taking effect, including a requirement that police check the immigration status of people they stop and suspect of being in the country illegally, and provisions that make it a crime not to carry immigration documents. For NPR News, I'm Mina Kim in San Francisco.
President Obama is traveling to Michigan today, where he'll visit GM and Chrysler assembly plants. The White House says the trip is aimed at showing that the administration's bailout of the auto industry, unpopular at the time, has paid off. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says if the two companies had folded, 1 million jobs would have been lost. Instead, Gibbs says, Chrysler and GM have added more than 50,000 jobs. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.